Good morning. It's time for the K-State Extension Report, and today we have Janae McNally, who is the Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
We have some great weather coming up with spring coming to an end and summer starting. We need to be more active.
We do. Last time I was on, I talked about those five tips for staying on track, with their exercise and activity, which one of them was find ways to incorporate our exercise into our daily routine that we have. I also talked about doing activities that we enjoy. If we're not enjoying the activity we're doing, we're not as likely to want to do it then the next day, and it's just going to be a trickle-down effect of lack of participation. And next, I talk about making it social. Do it with a friend. Do it with a group. You know, it's much more fun to be active and be able to stay on track if we do it with someone else or a group. And I also talked about getting back on track if we get derailed, which that happens. Life happens. You know, things come up. But it's about getting back on track to continue to keep active and staying on track. And then I talk about tracking our progress that we've had, you know, setting those goals and rewarding yourself when you reach certain milestones or, you know, just different achievements that you've created. But today I thought I would dig a little deeper and talk about the three types of exercise and physical activity all of us, but especially older adults, need. And it's that mix of physical activity to stay healthy. So research shows that it's important to get all three types, which is the aerobic activity, the muscle strengthening, and balance. Doing one type of exercise can help improve our ability to do the other two types. And a variety can help reduce, again, that boredom and risk of injury that sometimes we fall into that category of. You know, there's also activities that incorporate those multiple types of exercises, such as yoga, dancing, and even water aerobics. I think as summer's coming on, you know, many of our local pools offer water aerobics of an evening, maybe. And I think that's a great option for people to do this summer. But no matter your age, you can find activities that meet your fitness level and needs and help improve your overall health. So first, we want to talk about aerobic activity, and sometimes that's referred to as endurance or cardio. That aerobic activity involves moving our body's large muscles for extended periods of time, and this requires our lungs to move more air and pushes the heart to pump more blood and delivers it back to, again, then those working muscles. You know, being physically active in this way with consistency over time will improve our endurance and health to our lungs and our heart and our circulatory system. It can also help lower our risk of many of the diseases that are common in older adults, such as diabetes, you know, certain cancers, and heart disease. But, you know, gradually build up to at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity, you know, but don't start out with that at the very beginning if you're not used to doing that. You know, you can do things such as a brisk walk each week. If you're exercising with chronic conditions, it makes it harder to get the recommended amount of activity. I would suggest you talk with your doctor about what you can do, what are within your limitations. And, you know, try to be active throughout the day and avoid sitting for long periods of time. I know in the wintertime it's easy to kind of, it's cold outside, we don't want to get up and get moving, it's cold, but this is the prime time, you know, we're here in the spring where some days it's really beautiful outside, to just try to stay active throughout the whole day. Some good examples of moderate intensity aerobic activities are maybe some yard work, maybe some housework such as mopping or maybe vacuuming the floors. If you like to go dancing or, you know, maybe you like to be swimming, maybe you have a pool of your own or, you know, some of these local pools are going to be opening soon, go take a swim. Maybe you like to bicycle or climbing the stairs at your house, or maybe you live by a hill and you can go climb the hill. Another popular one is pickleball, so that's also another option for you. And to test your level of intensity when you're being active, a good rule of thumb is to try breathing hard, but you still have a conversation easily. It's likely you're doing moderate intensity activity, but if you can only say a few words before you have to take a deep breath, it's that vigorous intensity activity. And that might be from activities such as running or jogging. But again, build up to 75 minutes of that vigorous intensity, or doing a combination of both that and moderate, and both of those can count towards your aerobic goal. Safety tips that I thought I would mention for the aerobic activity are do a little light activity such as maybe an easy walk before or after your aerobic activity to kind of warm up those muscles and to kind of cool down. And be sure to drink water. If your doctor has told you to limit your fluids, be sure to check before increasing the amounts of your fluids, you know, while you are exercising. But if you're going to be exercising outdoor, really all times of year, but I think at this time of year with different storms that might pop up, or, you know, in the summertime when it gets so hot, but be aware of the weather and your surroundings. You know, maybe in the summer months as it gets warmer, maybe you want to do it first thing in the morning. And also talk with your healthcare provider if you are unsure about a particular activity to make sure, you know, they give you the go-ahead and that's a safe activity for you. The next one I want to talk about a little bit is muscle strengthening activities. Muscle strengthening exercises can sometimes strengthen and training our resistance training. Our activities that require our muscles to contract, often to lift heavy objects against the pull of gravity. So gradually increasing the amount of weights and the number of sets or repetitions, or even the number of days of weeks of this exercise will result in stronger muscles. Muscle strengthening activities, of course, improve our physical function and can help us stay independent. So they make it easier for us to perform everyday activities such as getting up from a chair or climbing stairs or getting up from the floor, even simple things as carrying groceries. These types of exercises are key to maintaining or existing the strength that we currently have and slowing the loss of that muscle mass. And, you know, it helps to prevent falls and fall-related injuries, which are a huge risk factor. You know, try doing muscle strengthening activities at least 2 days a week, and at the same time, avoid using the same muscle group for 2 days in a row, allowing that a day for recovery in between those sessions. Muscle strengthening exercise should involve at least a moderate level of intensity or effort and should be performed to the point at which you would be difficult to do another repetition. So a good rule of thumb is maybe one set of 8 to 12 reps of each exercise is effective, although you could maybe build up to 2 or 3 sets to be more effective when you can. And if you're a beginner, try exercising maybe at first without weights, or maybe get some resistance bands. They have different ones with varying strengths until you're comfortable with those movements of the exercises you're performing with. Some great examples of muscle strengthening activities include, again, those resistance bands. You know, if you're able to go to a rec center or you have some weight machines, use those. And then, of course, you could get some handheld weights or, you know, even things like cans from your own cupboard. You know, that's a great example of a weight. Lifting your body weight with exercises such as arm circle, leg raises, push-ups, pull-ups, those kinds of things are also great examples. And, you know, carrying heavy items such as groceries. Again, you may not want to carry the cat food at the very beginning, but maybe you could carry in your jug of milk. But build up that strength as you can to carrying heavier items. Gardening. This time of the year, so many of us are in the garden, which may require some digging and lifting. That's another great example of muscle strength. Some safety tips, again, for muscle strengthening activities are listen to your body. You know what when you're overdoing it, that muscle strengthening exercises, you may feel exhausted. You may have some sore joints and muscle pain or injury. So again, just listen to your body. You know what's best for your body. Of course, warm up those muscles by doing some exercises beforehand and then kind of do a cool down after. And don't hold your breath during strength exercises. Remember to breathe out during the effort and breathe in as you relax. Also, try to avoid locking your arms and leg joints in a straight position when you're doing those weights. And again, if you're unsure about doing a particular movement, seek guidance from, you know, your healthcare provider, or if you're at a facility with a trained instructor, you know, ask for some of the guidance from them to help you as well. Some good examples of balance and training activities. As we know, balance involves maintaining that body's stability while being still or in motion. As with muscle strengthening exercises, balance can help prevent falls and fall-related injuries. Aim for about 3 sessions of balance exercises each week. And, you know, again, some good examples are yoga, tai chi, standing on one foot, you know, maybe as you're waiting for your coffee to be ready in the morning, walking backwards or sideways, practicing standing from a sitting position are all some good examples. But, again, some safety tips for balance activities are listen to your body. If you feel unsteady, you know, always have a counter there or a chair or something that you can, you know, make sure you steady yourself with. And remember to move slowly and mindfully to prevent the fall. Have a sturdy chair like I've talked about, or a person or a wall nearby to hold on to for support. Of course, always wear comfortable, stable footwear. that always is best, or, you know, have a mat on the floor with really good grip and support so you are less likely to fall. So, again, if you're unsure about any of those, again, seek help from your doctor and guidance, and maybe they have some more tips and tricks, but I thought those were some good ones. You know, again, as we're trying to be more active and stay physically active, sometimes we need to remember that we need to incorporate all three types of the physical activity: aerobic, muscle strengthening, and balance. So for more tips and tricks on the health and wellness as we enter the summer and spring months, feel free to contact me at 785-828-4438.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridazine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.